Welcome to this special Think Tank edition of Breast Cancer Update. This is medical oncologist Dr. Neil Love. We gathered 11 breast cancer clinical investigators to discuss the most recent clinical trial reports in the disease, including papers from the December 2007 San Antonio Breast Cancer Symposium. Our faculty was Drs. Robert Carlson, Charles Geyer, Julie Graylow, Clifford Huddis, John Mackey, Hai Muss, Soon Paik, Edith Perez, Nicholas Robert, Ian Smith, and Antonio Wolf. To begin, the faculty addressed the issue of management of HER2-positive metastatic disease and two main clinical issues, the patient with an ER-positive HER2-positive tumor and the patient with prior adjuvant trastuzumab therapy. I asked Dr. John Mackey, who presented data from the so-called tandem study of triple-positive metastatic disease at last year's San Antonio meeting, to comment on his approach to these patients when the disease is non-visceral and not causing symptoms.
I would, in such a case, offer her the tandem approach of an AI plus trastuzumab because...
Without chemo.
Without chemo, yeah, because she's presumably got a good quality of life at present. She's got her hair, and we can give her, hopefully, some months of control. And interestingly, there was about 15% of the patients who received the combination of AI plus trastuzumab who were free from progression at 2 years. So in a sense, you could defer chemotherapy, at least in that group, for 2 years or more.
Hi, how are you thinking through this situation?
Well, I would use endocrine therapy alone. And a lot of those patients do well for long periods of time. So rather than get back an IV therapy, it's all palliative care. No matter what we do, we're trying to maintain a quality of life for the patient. And I doubt any of these strategies are going to improve survival. So I would use the AI alone. We know that endocrine therapy from a host of preclinical data as well as trials is not going to be as effective in HER2-positive patients. So I think that explains the short progression-free interval on the AI here. But on the other hand, it does work relatively. And I think for outside of a trial and having access to these drugs later, I would just stick with simple endocrine therapy in a patient like this.
Bob?
In general, I agree with Hai's approach. I think some of it depends upon the extent of the asymptomatic disease. The woman who has isolated oligometastatic disease to bone, I would most likely go with endocrine therapy alone. If she had widely disseminated bony involvement, I would be much more worried that she's going to become symptomatic shortly, and in that context, I would favor endocrine therapy plus trastuzumab.